Hey guys, welcome to the GOAT Podcast. It is your host for the week, Monica Teske. I'm sure my co-host Cooper Teske will be here at some point letting us know all of his opinions and thoughts. All right, so today I don't have any other sports news or trivia to start with, so let's get right into football. The big news of the week so far, Stephon Diggs traded to the Texans. The Bills received a 2025 second-round pick, and the Texans received a 2024 sixth and a 2025 fifth, along with Diggs. So, I believe I said in our AFC episode earlier this week that I thought the Bills were going down towards not contending, trending towards not contending anymore, and the Texans look like they want to battle for the Super Bowl right now. This trade, I think, is a massive indicator of that. So, what I will say for the Bills is, I know that Diggs was not Josh Allen's only option. However, he is very talented and he would draw, extra attention from defenses, and I think the lack of his presence on Buffalo is going to affect Josh Allen. It's not world-ending for the Bills or anything, but I do think it will have an effect. Now for the Texans, they have a veteran receiver now in their very young wide receiver room, and I think that really boosts everybody, gives them that experience, and Diggs has experience in big games. He hasn't necessarily had success, but he has that big game experience. He can help everybody, and maybe they can grow and, become better because of it. But I think the craziest part to me of the trade is that the Bills got a second round pick. Granted, it's a second round pick next year. But I was just thinking about some recent receiver trades, and two came to mind immediately. Number one, the Jerry Jeudy trade. The Broncos received a 2024 fifth round pick and a 2024 sixth round pick. So, we received two late round picks for Jerry Jeudy. All right, so the Amari Cooper trade. The Cowboys received a 2022 fifth, and then they swapped 2022 sixth round picks with Cleveland. What? So, in both cases, for Jerry Jeudy and Amari Cooper, we're talking fifth and sixth round picks. But Stephon Diggs is going to be worth a second round pick? What? This level of compensation is very interesting to me. I mean, maybe Amari Cooper and Jerry Jeudy are worth so little because they went to Alabama. I mean, who knows? But yeah, that just wanted to get that news out of the way. It is kind of crazy. All right, so our plans for the podcast for the rest of the week. Michael sent me a mock draft. It's three rounds, so the first 100 picks. And so for today and tomorrow, I am going to go over this and, just give my opinion. I will try to cover the first, I'll try to do 50 picks each day, but we will see how that goes. Now, I will say, I feel like I'm at a little bit of a disadvantage and giving analysis on this draft because normally, just a little peek behind the curtain here, normally when we're doing mock drafts, you know, Michael's, you know, saying the picks and all of that. And so I have time to be able to fact check myself and do all of that on all these players as we're going. I don't have that right now. There's too many people to go through. So I'm going to do my very best, but my analysis will not be able to be as deep because it is just me. And that feels like a little bit of a bummer, but I will do the best that I can. This is a lot of picks, and I'm ready to go, ready to do it. So let's start with the Chicago Bears. Michael has them picking Caleb Williams. This feels like the most obvious pick in a long time. And without getting into it too much, I don't think I believe in Caleb Williams. He's praised so much because of his ability to make off-platform throws. But that's not all there is in a quarterback. And Patrick Mahomes, everyone's comparing him to Patrick Mahomes, but he compares more to Joe Burrow. So as far as stats are concerned and numbers are concerned, so that's very interesting. And Joe Burrow, he needs time to throw the ball. He needs a little extra time. And I really feel like Caleb Williams does too. And I don't think that Chicago's offensive line is going to be able to give that to him. Do I think Caleb Williams is a talent? Yes. Do I think that he will reach his potential in Chicago? I do not. But the Bears have traded Justin Fields, so they don't really have anything to fall back on. It is Caleb Williams or bust. All right, so the next pick, Michael has a trade, and he has the Vikings going up to get Jaden Daniels. Very, very interesting. I can see them trying. I can see the Vikings trying for that spot. Honestly, I think they would have to blow the Commanders away. Especially, this could all be a smokescreen for sure. Obviously it could. We're at that time of year. But I have seen a lot of reports lately that said, you know, the Commanders are sold on Jaden Daniels. So it would be very interesting. They could do that. But if they truly are sold on Jaden Daniels, I don't think they would risk it. I wouldn't risk it. I would make them trade with Arizona or whatever. And if I was really truly sold on Jaden Daniels. All right, so the next pick is the Patriots, and Michael has them selecting Drake May. Okay, I mean, sure. They have so many needs. I guess that's the place to start. Maybe he can be the next Tom Brady. It'll be interesting. We'll find out. I feel like if Drake May does go to New England, if New England does go with a quarterback, I feel bad for him because I feel like he's going into a situation like Bryce Young did this past season. The cupboard is bare. There's nothing there. Especially on the offensive side of the ball. So if this move were to happen, we have to be very careful not to judge Drake May too fast because he's got nothing to work with. All right, next, there's another trade. Alert, alert. And the Commanders move up and select J.J. McCarthy. All right, look, I think I've let it be known. I don't like J.J. McCarthy as a prospect, as a quarterback prospect. And it's not really something that I can put, you know, stats and figures to. It's just an eye test thing for me. So, sure, J.J. McCarthy, he is a quarterback prospect. That's about all I can say. That would be an intriguing move for the Commanders. All right, so the next is the Chargers, and this pick is something Michael and I agree with 100 million%. Brock Bowers to the Chargers. 100%, it makes too much sense. All right, so next is the Giants, and he has them selecting Joe Alt. Makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot of sense right there. All right, next he has the Titans selecting Malik Nabers. Yeah, they could do that. And I have multiple opinions on this. Part of me thinks, yay, good move to go opposite Calvin Ridley. And Malik Nabers is probably, he, according to a lot of people, is 1A, 1B with Marvin Harrison right now. So you'd be getting one of the most dynamic wide receiver prospects in this draft to go to pair with Calvin Ridley. But their offensive line is so bad, and all they've done, if I remember correctly, to upgrade their offensive line is Sadiq Charles and Lloyd Cushenberry. And you have everybody but Joe Alt to pick from here. I mean, why would you not go with Talisi Fuaga out of Oregon State? Or Troy Fatanu from Washington? Amarius Mims, J.C. Latham. There's so many people you could go with here to upgrade that offensive line and give Levis a chance. I don't know. I'm torn on that one. I'm definitely torn on that one. Nabers makes sense, but honestly, I don't know what the Titans are going to do. All right, next we have the Falcons, and he has them selecting Jerzon Newton. That makes a lot of sense. That makes a lot of sense. I do like that. I also wonder if Byron Murphy is not the play there. And this is one of those spots where I wish that, you know, I could go back and forth and give you stats on it. But Byron Murphy, from what I remember, is the faster lineman. And so that would be very intriguing to me to see if they would not want to go with a faster guy in Murphy. That would be very interesting. All right, next, 9 is the Chicago Bears. And he has them selecting Marvin Harrison Jr. That would be insanity if the Bears can come out of this with Caleb Williams and Marvin Harrison Jr. That would be very, very impressive. I honestly would like to see that. All right, next is the Jets, and he has them selecting Rome Odunze. I am once again kind of I'm kind of coming at this from two different sides. I like this pick, though, I think. I think I'm going to go with I really like this pick. The Jets have done a lot to upgrade their offensive line, you know. So I think that they're trying to. So I think this move here is to get another tool for Rodgers to go along with Mike Williams. That's an interesting pick. All right, so next is the Arizona Cardinals. Remember, they moved down in this pick. They moved down in their trade. And this, Michael has them selecting Cooper DeJean. They really, really need corner. And the only one that they've picked up so far, is Sean Murphy Bunting. So that makes a lot of sense. They could definitely go offensive line here. Or, you know, grab Byron Murphy still on the board. They could grab him. There's a lot of ways that could go. I think Cooper DeJean does make sense. Next is the Broncos, and he has the Broncos selecting Byron Murphy. There is something telling me the Broncos are trading out of this pick. It's just an instinct right now, and that tells me the Broncos are trading out. So, we'll see how that goes. But if we did stick with the pick, Byron Murphy would be very intriguing to me. I do like him a lot. I know a few people have put, you know, Jared Verse on there. I would not be opposed to that at all. So, we'll see how it goes, but right now, Michael has Byron Murphy to the Broncos. All right, so the next are the Raiders, and he has them selecting Terrion Arnold. I think that I'm really disagreeing with this pick. So, the Raiders, they need a quarterback bad. They need offensive linemen bad. And corner is a position of need, but I don't think it's as urgent as getting a quarterback or an offensive lineman. And at this spot in the draft, I think any quarterback that you would get here is a reach. So if this was me, I would go offensive lineman here. You have pretty much your pick of whoever you want here. And they can go a lot of different ways. I think Olufoshanu would be a really good fit in Las Vegas. They're the Vegas Raiders now. I think that would be very interesting. He would be a very good pickup for the Raiders. So I don't agree with that one, but Michael has them selecting Terrion Arnold. All right, next is the Saints at 14, and he has them selecting Talisi Fuaga. Love this pick. He is growing, in my opinion, and he might be my favorite offensive line prospect out of this bunch. I really like him. That would be an incredible pickup for the Saints. All right, next is the Colts, and he has them selecting Quinyon Mitchell. All right, well, they need everything. So, sure, they can take Quinyon Mitchell, and hopefully he will help them out in their very terrible secondary. All right, so next, 16, the Seahawks. He has them selecting Dallas Turner. That is a really good position for them. And they don't have a lot. They haven't gotten a lot right now so far. But I tend to think that Jared Verse would be a better fit for the Seahawks. Dallas Turner, he has an edge to him. And I don't know how that's going to translate to Seattle. The next pick, 17, the Jaguars, he has Jared Verse. I would flip them right there and have Jared Verse to Seattle and Dallas Turner to Jacksonville. And I think that That would be better personality-wise, but I honestly don't know how much these NFL teams think about personality-wise, like, think about the fit personality-wise when they make these picks. All right, 18 is the Bengals, and he has them selecting Olufoshinu. Good pick. Good pick. I like that a lot. 19 is the Rams, Troy Fatanu. I like that. I like that pick. They could also definitely go defense here. They need pretty much everything on defense. But I do think this is a very, like, right now we're going through offensive linemen, so let's grab them while they're here. All right, 20. Michael has strayed from what he has done on most of his drafts and has the Steelers selecting Amarius Mims. Awesome pick. Love it. Love it. I hate that it means that you would not be able to pick up Jackson Powers Johnson because he will probably be gone by the next time the Steelers pick. But I would think, you know, hopefully, you know, a Zach Frazier or someone like that would be available. Also, if, you know, the Steelers were not able to get Zach Frazier and Jackson Powers Johnson, going with an offensive guard at the next pick might be good. There is quite a bit of depth to this offensive line draft, so it'll be very interesting to see what the Steelers do, but I do think Amarius Mims would be great there. All right, next is the Dolphins, and he has him selecting J.C. Latham. Yeah, I think that's a good pick. I do think that's a good pick. The Eagles, he has them taking Jackson Powers Johnson. I don't necessarily agree with this pick. I have been hearing through multiple sources that the Eagles like Cam Jurgens. And they also, on their roster right now, have a very good center that's playing guard for them in Landon Dickerson. I think the Eagles have plenty of other options. They could go with Cam, they could go with Landon, and they don't need to spend this pick on a center. So I don't agree with this pick. I would honestly probably go receiver here if I was the Eagles. Next is the Commanders, and he has them selecting Graham Barton, offensive tackle. That's very intriguing. I do like that a lot for the Commanders there. All right, at 24, we have the Dallas Cowboys, and he has them selecting Tyler Guyton. That makes a lot of sense, and he also is the Oklahoma guy. And Jerry Jones does like to keep things kind of local if he can. Looks like I'm only going to be able to get through the first round today. And then I guess we'll do rounds 2 and 3 tomorrow. Next are the Packers, and he has Tyler Newbin, safety. Yeah, the Packers are in a bad way here because the run of tackles happened before them. I mean, really, the run of offensive linemen happened before they got there. So they are in a bad spot here. So while that doesn't strike me as the best pick they could possibly make, that's about all they can do here. I could see them in reality if this were to happen, them trading up with Philadelphia and getting Jackson Powers Johnson there. Because they need everything on the offensive line right there. So that could be a good pickup for them. All right, next, 26 is the Buccaneers, and he has them selecting Kool-Aid McKinstry. I like that. Next is the Arizona Cardinals. And he has them selecting Brian Thomas Jr. That is interesting. So, I know in a previous mock draft, he had Brian Thomas and Malik Nabert going both to the Cardinals. But he has Cooper DeJean and Brian Thomas going to the Cardinals. That is interesting. And that can help them. I think that'll be good, helping them on both sides of the ball. Because they need a lot. I guess I'm not super sold on Brian Thomas Jr. just watching him. There's others, Ladd McConkey, Troy Franklin, that they could go for here. Even Roman Wilson, but going receiver in general is probably a really good move for them right there. All right, next he has Adonai Mitchell going to the Bills at 28. 100%. I feel like that's what they have to do. Especially after trading Diggs this week. All right, next is the Lions, and he has them selecting Ladd McConkey. This is interesting because the Lions do have quite a few offensive weapons. I would be very intrigued to see how McConkey would fit into that offense. So just thinking about it, I think that could be a good pickup for them, but I also wonder how he would fit into their offense. All right, next, the Baltimore Ravens at 30. He has Laiatu Latu. This is a good position pick. My only concern for the Ravens is his injury history. He's been cleared by a doctor, but that would still give me a little bit of pause. But I do think that's a good pickup for them there. All right, so at 31, the Niners, he has them selecting Nate Wiggins. I don't know how I feel about this. I personally think they probably need to go offensive line here. But Nate Wiggins is not a terrible pick. All right, and then the Chiefs, he has them selecting Troy Franklin. That's an excellent pick. Excellent pick for the Chiefs there, and he should be able to give them a lot of speed that they have been lacking for a little bit in their receiving core. And that is round one. It looks like that's what we'll be able to get through today, so we'll do rounds two and three tomorrow. Talk to you then.